Just tell me what's happening here.
Okay. I don't know what to say. No,
you know? Well, you live here. Uh-huh. And what is this? What is the apartment complex?
Okay. What to say?
Well, just tell me, you know, what you were telling me before about how the, what's happening at this apartment complex right now.
Okay, but people don't have no place to live, no place to go, and the landlord Lisa got her place fixed, but she got a place to go. She didn't worry about us. What we're gonna do? They got people, got children here. Gonna live on the street. We went look for all over the apartment. They want $800, $900, $1,000 for one bedroom apartment. Where are we gonna live at?
So they're trying to put you out on the street?
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. They're trying to put it on that street. But I'm not leaving here. Where are we gonna go?
Did they say that you violated your lease somehow?
No, we don't violate nothing. But we can't go nowhere. What are we gonna do? I'm trying to help these people. You know, these people got no place to go, and it's disgusting over here. Somebody, mayor or president, got to do something for these people doing to us. It's not right. We're born and raised here. It's not our fault to have a hurricane come here. It ain't our fault. So I got a stepbrother die, his wife, his two children dead. I ain't got time for all this. Yes, ma'am. Died in a hurricane, and I can't take anymore. I look all over the apartment, and they want $900,000 for one bedroom. It's so much money. How are we going to live? Because it's a hurricane who did this. It ain't our fault.
All right. Is FEMA helping you?
Yes, FEMA. The Red Cross. Everybody helping us. And, you know, I don't know about the president. The president ain't doing too much for us. Not really doing nothing for us. And the night to stay here, he ain't doing nothing. And now because FEMA, the Red Cross, and the people trying to help us, we don't know what to do. You know?
And the landlord, when did they tell you that you have to leave?
She told me to leave on the 7th. But I can't leave. I've been looking for an apartment. She trying to tow our car away. We don't have no place to go. You know? She got a place. Her place got fixed. She didn't worry about us. You know, that's not right. Thank you.
Yeah, and after everything the people of New Orleans have been through in the New Orleans area,
yes,
to have to go through this,
yeah,
you know, I don't understand how they can do this to people at a time like this.
No, I mean, it's disgusting. They got a one old lady, don't have no place to go, no nothing. And these people come from Tassin, Antonio, fixing this apartment. They got a place to live in this apartment. We don't.
So there are contractors living in these
apartments? Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. They do. And I can show you the truck, and I can show you they stay in that.
How many contractors?
I'll tell you, like 4, 5, 6 of them out here.
And how many apartments are there in the complex?
Oh, like, I'd say like 2,000. 2,000. They own the other side too, the other apartment.
Oh, so this company owns a lot of apartments.
Yes, ma'am. They do. They own a lot. They could fix one apartment. They could fix one and put us in there. And they want to tell our, you know what I mean, to have a place. We appreciate we could pay our rent, but not a lot of money. But they money get us money, but pay a lot of money for these people. People using because they know Red Cross and FEMA is paying us. We poor. We work, but we poor.
Yeah. You know, you haven't violated any lease.
No. Nuh-uh.
And the landlord is still telling you that you have to leave.
Yes. She wants her out of here. If we don't get out of here, she will get a police to get us out of here. But where we go? On the street?
How will the landlord get the police to get you out when it's illegal for her to be evicted?
I really don't know. I don't know what the people own this property. I don't know what they could do. I don't know these people. The only one I know is Lisa. She's the manager. She don't own this place. She just tell us what to do. We don't like it. We will fight our rights for our place. To have a place. We don't want to live on the street. We want to work. My boss is calling me for a housekeeper, working. How am I work? I'm scared so I come back home, my stuff be on the street. I don't want that. So I got to live good. I want to live good. You know, that's why I came back. I was in Houston, Dallas, Texas. They want to give me a house. They want to give me a apartment. But I don't want that. I want to come back and use land. It's what I'm born and raised here. And they can't do me nothing. I'm not scared of nobody.
How long have you lived in this apartment?
I've been here in year 2003. Mm-hmm. And we in 2005, we can't help it. They had a hurricane come here. It's not our fault. We didn't do this damage. It's not our fault it's here.
Yeah. It seems like the tenants are being blamed for something that isn't their fault.
That's right. That's it. My name is Bertha Dugas.
All right. Thanks.